A pity we couldn't have a unicorn on our table, Graf,
Otho ventured, voice tired from the fine entertainment he had granted the others. Some blasted servant had taken his loot away. He assumed Rudiger would have the fellow roundly flogged and booted for his impertinence, although the Graf had unaccountably failed to intervene. He probably didn't want to make a fuss during dinner.
Unicorn is not a game animal, the old sportsman said. A unicorn is barely an animal at all.
Is that a unicorn horn on the wall?
Otho asked, knowing damned well it was, but wanting to keep Graf Rudiger occupied with stories. While he was boring everyone with tales of the hunt, he wasn't looking at Sylvana. And when he wasn't looking at her, the woman was nuzzling his leg under the table with nimble fingers, pinching his thigh, exciting his interest. Sylvana de Castries had been eyeing up Otho for days, and tonight, if old Rudiger got sozzled enough, things would pass between them that would brighten up this dull holiday jaunt. It was a week since his last harlot, and his balls were bursting. Otho choked back a laugh as Sylvana's hand strayed into his lap. From here, he could see down the front of her dress, almost to her belly button. She had a ripe body, lightly freckled, the way Otho liked his whores. After a day of hunting, there was nothing better than an evening of food and drink and a night of well-upholstered harlot. Among his league brothers, Otho was famous for his appetites in all directions. It was a point of honour in the fraternity that the lodge master be insatiable. Although, looking at weedy Dorry, that tradition was due to take a nosedive in the new year. Otho wondered if there were any way he could keep Doremus out of the office and pass the cap on to one of the real bloods, Balder von Diel, Big Bruno Pfeiffer, or Dogter Domremy. The unicorn trophy was mounted on a shield bearing the von Unheimlich coat of arms. 3 feet long and regularly polished, it was a perfectly tapered spear, threaded through with veins of silver. In the lodge, it was traditional for a little blood from any notable kill to be rubbed into the horn as a tribute, and the trophy's background was overlaid with crusted stains. Rudiger emptied his horn and called for it to be refilled. Anulka, the juicy maid-slut with the blue lips of a weirdhead, complied. If Sylvana didn't come through, Anulka was Otho's number two choice. She looked just the sort for a midnight game of hide the sausage.
"Yes, Lodge Master Varnica," Rudiger replied. "That is the horn of a unicorn mare, a magnificent beast, hunted down and killed by my grandfather, the Graf Friedrich. As you know, only the female unicorn yields ivory. The stallions we saw today were poor things beside a unicorn mare. They are taller, swifter, beardless, possessed of an almost human intelligence. Among unicorns, things are different than among men. Each tribe consists of a mare and 6 or 8 stallions. Lusty bitches, unicorn mares. Mothers gore their female foals at birth. Only the strongest survive to adulthood, to gather their own tribes. Unicorn mares are the longest lived of natural animals, surviving several generations of stallions to tup with their grandsons and great-grandsons. Otho laughed loud and elbowed Sylvana. Under the table, out of Rudiger's eyeline, he slipped a spit-slicked forefinger into his fist and wriggled it in and out. Sylvana laughed like music, and her breasts shook like jellies. Otho's mouth went dry with lust, and he had to gulp down a swallow of wine to keep himself from choking. He had been drinking ale, wine, Estalian sherry, and coarse Drakvold gin. He believed in mixing his drinks, and his stomach had never let him down yet.
You have hunted a unicorn mare.
Otho looked around. Genevieve, the vampire girl, had dared to ask the Graf a question. There was a pause. Otho expected the Graf to lash out at the intemperate bloodsucker. Instead, he sipped his ale and shook his head.
No, but I shall tomorrow. And you shall all accompany me.
In the quiet that fell, Otho could hear the fire crackling.
A two-edged privilege, that, Magnus said, considering the saying.
Everyone looked at the old northerner.
And what saying is that?
Otho asked, jollying the party along.
Of those who hunt the unicorn mare, one comes home and he alone. It's commonplace in the Drakvald and in the north.
A superstition, Rudiger snorted.
Nevertheless, it is often true. As a child, I was a guest in this lodge when Graf Friedrich set out to bring home his ivory. And I was here when he came up the hill, horn in his hand. Five had set out, including your father, Rudiger. And only one returned.
The Graf fell quiet. Although Friedrich was often remembered in story and song, little was said about Dori's grandfather, Lukas.
Are you afraid, old friend?
Magnus shook his head.
No, Rudiger, not afraid. I'm too old for that.
One comes home, and he alone, eh? Rudiger had explained earlier that he had waited years for the chance to go after a unicorn mare. Traditionally, they could only be stalked between the winter solstice of Mondstil and the New Year celebrations of Hextonsdag. And despite the proliferation of stories, they were rare creatures.
Today we robbed our mare of two consorts. That will have angered her. Tomorrow we must hunt her down, or she will come for us. That is all there is to it.
Otho felt he better show some enthusiasm.
Fine sport, he said. I'm in.
He slapped the table, rattling the cutlery, and shoved a hunk of meat into his mouth, washing it down with more ale. Silvana sat primly back, her hand withdrawing.
Tonight, she had whispered. Outside.
That would be cold, but a league man fears no discomfort. It will be an adventure, Otho said through a mouthful of food.
Then he belched. Rudiger looked askance at his guest, but he too was drunk, although with a quieter, more dangerous inebriation.
Sorry,
Otho said. Rudiger shrugged and smiled.
And I, Magnus said.
Dori kept his mouth shut, but there was no way out of it for the little inky. Otho knew. When Graf Rudiger called his unicorn hunt, he had spoken for his son too. The milksop would have to rush about in the open air, keeping up with the Graf. If it weren't for his lineage, Doremus would come in for a lot more barracking at the university. He was just the type the league men liked to tar and feather, or tie naked to the statue of the emperor in the courtyard. Didn't drink, didn't brawl, didn't wench, nose in a bloody book all the time. The dead woman in the portrait must have put it about as much as Silvana, because little Dori certainly didn't seem to be the type to have an old man like Graf Rudiger. Come to think of it, he had heard stories. The threads of silver in the mare horn caught the last of the fire and shone like lines of molten metal.
The unicorn mare is the most dangerous quarry in the world, Rudiger said.
And what's the second?
The vampire asked, boldly.
Man's mare, the Graf said, smiling.
Woman.
Chapter 5.